Welcome to The Hitch, week two. Hi.
Hi.
We are
exhausted.
Exhausted. Definitely exhausted. Tired. It was one of those days traveling where you're just, it was exhausting.
It was work.
It was
traveling
work.
Today
yeah.
was work.
Yeah. There's a lot of work involved, yeah. and some days it feels like yeah. it, other days it doesn't.
Well, it's day
but
11.
It's day 11.
We moved.
Yep, we're in Texarkana, Texas. We're in Texas now, just over the border. Texarkana is on the border, basically.
As one might surmise yes. from the combination name of Texas and Arkansas. Arkana. It's on the border of Texas and Arkansas.
Yeah.
We drove diagonally across the entire state of Arkansas today.
Yeah, it was a lot hillier and like with way more trees than I thought, at least the part that we drove.
Once you pass Little Rock, it's like rolling, kind of piney rolling hills the whole way.
Yeah,
it was really pretty. It was really nice.
It was really pretty, even though it was like blazing hot.
But it was so hot.
It was real hot today.
And it kind of made me realize that's it. That's our life.
I know. This is it.
Till Santa Fe.
Of course, we're the ones who planned it.
Yeah.
Trip through the south in the
yeah.
summer, so of course this is
hopefully
the temperature.
The humidity will come down,
mm-hmm.
I think, as
was,
we go into Texas.
It was
Texas,
kind of like you felt like you were being baked in an oven
yeah.
when you walked outside.
Yeah, which,
so that part was a little hard.
Yeah, and just,
and we find or go ahead.
Oh, go, you and.
Well, I was just remembering because it feels like 100 years ago,
yeah.
but last night there were crazy storms.
Oh my God! Super
all
hot.
Through this
all
area.
Yeah,
yeah, doesn't it seem like a long time ago?
Yeah, finally,
so the
5 days
time,
of rain finally was about
they all culminated
30
into,
minutes in,
into
of
one
a very
night.
Intense rainstorm.
It was really intense, though. And in some areas, I don't think it hit as hard where we were, but in some areas, because we got, like, our phones
our
prompted
phones were
us.
Blowing up.
Yeah, with warnings, and it was, like, 70 miles an hour, and, you know, it sounded, it was like,
it
if you're in a...
sounded real bad.
It sounded, it was like... danger to
mobile
homes, and I was like,
like
that's,
hey, that's us.
Us, and I'm like, how, I'm trying to remember, how much does it weigh, how much does
right.
Evangeline weigh,
yeah.
how much, you know, and then we're under a bunch of giant trees,
yeah.
so that was my biggest concern, and there was a power line that was right over our trailer,
right.
and anyway, it wasn't as bad
no.
as predicted, thankfully.
It was intense.
It was intense.
Rain was hard, but very
yeah.
brief.
Like, it was brief. Well, it was, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
like maybe
say,
an hour or so.
Yeah, at the most. But like the real intense part
mm-hmm.
was fast. In fact, it was so fast that there was one part where there was sort of a lighter rain that was falling, and then it kind of stopped. And then you heard this like from
like,
a distance.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, it was like storm.
And then it got loud, and suddenly it was like on top of the.
Yeah, it was a little scary.
Trailer.
I definitely
yeah.
had that feeling of like worrying about a tree falling on us and crushing
yeah.
us. Also. Worrying just like, okay, if it gets real bad, what do we do?
I mean, I actually knew the answer to that.
Well, run into the buildings.
Into the bathrooms,
oh,
specifically.
Okay.
There
okay.
was a sign that said if there's
oh, was
you
there
know,
a
bad
sign?
Thing, the bathrooms are where to go because they have internal cement
okay.
block walls.
Because I
something.
Knew to run into like one
yeah.
of the buildings, which weren't
yeah.
too far away from us. So, and I figured they would be open and everything. But anyway, it didn't come
but
to that, thankfully.
To that
the storm
but,
was hitting, like,
yeah.
right when we were trying to go to bed, though, and I
yeah.
guess I was like, guess I'm not
had,
going to
yeah,
sleep
we
yet.
Had already, it was already late. We, once again, set ourselves
late.
Up for a bad...
Yeah, and once
yeah.
again, the three-year-old
yeah.
Woke up constantly last
yeah.
night. It was not a great night's
sort
sleep.
He has some sort of sixth sense for dry
yeah.
days, for sure.
Yeah, so we were kind of wrecked and
yeah.
left, you know, sort of around the time we thought we would, but it just was
yeah.
a hard day.
Yeah, it was just a lot. It,
it
was a lot.
Windy.
It was windy. The interstate was very, very
it was
truck
very
heavy.
Crowded. Just
yeah,
tons of
way.
Semis. And, you know, it was fine. It just takes a little bit
yeah.
more effort and concentration. And
yeah.
with the wind, it was like I kept getting
yeah.
kind of sucked in a little bit with the trucks. But we did it. We chipped away. We had a bit of a issue when we tried to get gas. I pulled into a station
yeah.
and it was already completely full with like
with trailers.
It felt
it was
like
insane.
It was straight out of a movie though or
yeah.
something. It was just like there was like a food truck and then
yeah.
there was like some giant machinery.
Yeah.
It really was
wild.
It was a lot. Anyway, we persevered. We did
yeah.
find gas again.
And then we are staying just tonight. Tomorrow we're
just
pushing
tonight,
on.
Yeah.
We're staying at a state park.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. Like I
it's really
we
beautiful.
Will post some pictures
yeah.
to Instagram, but we are literally right on the water.
And here's the deal. I don't think the water is, is supposed to
I don't
come
think
up
we're
this
supposed
far.
To be this close to the
Thankfully,
water.
Thankfully, it's not supposed to rain tonight.
No.
But the water is right here.
Yeah, they're like straight up gigantic trees that are in the water.
They're like so half I think that submerged.
This is supposed to be grass in front of us, but it's water.
I mean, it's real pretty.
It's real pretty.
And there are people that have boats.
Yeah.
Just like docked right next to their trailers.
Yeah,
which is
real
which must be really fun.
That is really a boss move.
It's a great place. We're not staying long enough to enjoy it, really.
But it's
been
enjoyable.
A good stop. Yeah. I did have to back in, though.
Yeah, it was a back in stop. Well, before that, we got almost all the way here. And one of the things about state parks is they usually aren't right off the highway like a commercial campground is.
Right.
So it was already kind of a windy, long
drive. It was
drive
a windy
to the,
drive for sure.
To the campground. We were less than a mile away, according to the GPS. And then there were these like homemade campground detour signs. And we were like, what is going on?
And the road is about narrow
it's
enough
like
for
car
like
and half.
One. It's a car and a half.
It's a car and a half
I was
road.
Just like envisioning some of these giant trailers we've
coming
seen
the other way.
Coming the other way. Yeah. And I was like, I was just like, well, let's
Nothing
hope that's
though.
Not happening.
But we were like, I guess we take this detour. And it took us on a, 4 mile long?
Yeah.
Very small, very bumpy country road. One point running right alongside a train track with a train going by. No additional signage, so it did kind of feel like, was that real? Was this somebody's way of murdering
I
us?
I just kept worrying that I was going to have to try to turn around on this
that
really
was,
narrow road. And then I was like, I'm going to have to drive into somebody's property.
Yeah.
That all feels
that
really
doesn't feel good.
Vulnerable.
But we finally made it.
Yeah,
and,
we did make it.
It did turn out to actually be valid. You could see the closed road.
It also
it was probably
the only
way about
in.
500 yards of road that was closed, but it was the key 500 yards.
At one point, we were like driving so close to this train, and it was all just feeling very strange.
It
like
was,
we were completely lost, and we were so tired, and we had just sweat so much.
Yeah.
You know, we were just exhausted. And then we came to this road the train was crossing, and it looked like a pretty decent, much larger road that like went right into town, and then it basically went directly to the campground. And so when we pulled in, I asked the guy at the at the front, you know, at the check-in whatever booth.
Yeah. It's been a day.
It's been a day. He was a very nice older gentleman. I was like, isn't there any other way in and out? Because it was real long. And I'm like, that road I just saw right there. He's like, oh no, don't go that way. But he said it with a real strong Texas accent, which I can't do. But he was like, he said a trailer got hung up on those railroad tracks. And so we're definitely going back the long way.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I asked. Also, I remember when I booked the site, a lot of times they'll have, like if the campground is way off, they'll have directions on how you should go. And I've learned to follow those because instead of like your GPS.
Yeah.
Because our GPS wanted to take us in, I think, the train way.
Of course. It's
why?
Totally
it's more, I mean,
forward.
Of course, it makes sense. But that's really important, I feel like, because, and I wrote down the directions and everything from their website ahead of time because I remember reading, like, don't go this other way, Anyway. It was a journey.
Then we got to our site, and it's a back end. First back end of the trip.
Oh, crying tears.
For those that listened to last season.
Yeah.
Backing your trailer up is real hard.
It is real hard.
And we had a very traumatic attempt on our second day last year.
Yeah.
That
kind of scarred for
life. Yeah, scarred for life. But it's just everything goes sideways when you are backing up your trailer because it goes in the opposite direction of what your wheels are pointing.
But also, like, sometimes the littlest movement will be extreme on a trailer, and so, like, you'll just turn
it
a little bit.
But then other times it won't be at all.
And then other times you won't move at all, and it's just, it's kind of madness.
Yeah, it is a thing that I think you learn, but it takes a long time.
It takes a long time, and it's painful learning because,
these spots, it's not like a 90-degree turn, but it's a significant turn. And the road is pretty narrow, so there wasn't a lot of wiggle room.
And in places, there's a little bit of a drop-off, so yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. I gotta be careful.
And
that's so hard after a day where you're
burned.
But
it was taking a while.
Yeah.
And then this guy from a couple campsites over, was his name Ron?
I don't remember.
Came over and was like, new campers? And we're like, and I was like, no, but we're new at backing up.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, let me give you some pointers. And yeah. He ended up like hopping in the car at one point.
I didn't
much
love
to
that,
your credit.
I didn't love the hopping in the yeah. car. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I love that though. And he hopped right out and was like, all right.
Yeah, yeah. He was very respectful. Yeah. And he was very nice. He was like, can I help? And we were like, yes. Even though, to be honest, I felt like I kind of had it at that point. I had already like suffered through getting it in, and I just had to straighten it out a bit. But I was like, you know what? I'm definitely open to learning.
Yeah.
And he did have a couple tricks.
He told me,
which was good. I didn't love when he hopped in the truck all of a sudden I was like, this like, person is a total stranger. Just jumped into my car with my children. So I kind of, I booted him out.
But we got it in with
his
assistance.
So yeah, we got it in.
It's really a nice straight parking job. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
And then, he didn't leave.
and he
kept offering tips for every part of the multi-step process of, unhitching and setting up your
camper. Here's the thing. There's a real fine line between helping and hovering a little too much. We're only talking
a little quietly right now because he's probably lurking on the others. He does pop up.
There were times when, as soon as I got it in and Dan was doing all the unhitching and, hooking stuff up and I was dealing with the kids and the dog because it was like 1,000 degrees and I needed to get everybody out of the car. And anyway, I was dealing with them and like we went into the trailer and then all of a sudden I just see him out with you, like right over your shoulder. And you know what?
He was telling me how to hook up the electric, which, listeners, I know how to hook up the electric. If you've ever plugged in a lamp, you know how to hook up the electric.
We all know how to do it.
I knew how to do that.
It's pretty straightforward.
But,
and then we saw him, like, popping up to the campsite next to us.
Yeah.
And just, like, practically jumping in this other guy's car, too. Yeah. So, and the 14-year-old was joking that he was, like, a car thief. Because he kept jumping into people's cars.
But the thing that was hard was I had a work call at 5.
Oh, right away, pretty much.
But, when I made the call, like, time, it was like, we'll be there by 5. It's a 4-hour drive. We're leaving at, like, 10:30.
Yeah.
But somehow I was late. Like, I had to send a text being like, I'm running 15 minutes late. And so I'm, like, haul-assing trying to unhitch everything because I got to get on this call. And this guy's like, well, you should really put your chunks in this. And I'm like, oh, kill me.
But, I felt so bad for you. It was, like, 95 degrees and very humid. And you're getting...
Yeah.
This guy's, like, literally sweating you. And you're trying to get on a work call.
Yeah, so you all were... outside playing and I took the call in the super hot trailer for a while and then y'all came in and I came out and so I'm just like kind of pacing around. I'm actually really making sure to not
I seriously feel like I have to kind of whisper because he might pop up again. At one point
I walked a little bit past the end of the trailer and then I just kind of walked back and then the next thing I know I turn around and he's like walking over and he kind of gives me like a thumbs up sign and I just am like thumbs up.
And you're on your call?
I was on my call.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had to get some stuff out of the cooler because when you do these short trips, the fridge doesn't really get...
Yeah, it never gets
a
fridge.
Yeah. So basically, we're living out of a cooler for a couple of days. And so I had to get some of the food to feed the kids. And I found myself like sneaking.
I know.
And then I heard a hey, and I just kept walking. Just acted like I was completely deaf.
What?
I was like, you know what? I had stuff to do.
Yeah.
Privacy.
To that matter, boundaries. We've been outside talking for a while.
I know, I'm worried.
I know. So we should probably wrap it up.
But yeah, tomorrow we have another drive day.
Another 4 hours. Yeah. 4 plus.
And then we are, where are we?
Waco.
We're going to Waco.
Waco, Texas.
Yep. So we're in Texas now. We're in Texas for a while.
Man, the sound of that guy's drill is going to send Ron over there in about four seconds.
Seriously. Watch out. I don't know how we're getting out of here in the morning.
Oh, hitching up again. I'm already
hitching up again. Me and the 14-year-old were like, do it at night. Yeah, and then we just peel out.
but yeah, we have a good hitch-up system. And he is going to come and critique
the whole
thing.
He's probably going to try to jump in the car again and do it for me.
Let me show you how to do it.
You know what? To his credit, though, I was like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Because like, there's no
right out.
There's no way that I was gonna have somebody else do it when I had gone that far, and he hopped right out.
Well, and also to his credit, he did not blink an eye at the fact that you were driving,
right?
And I was on the outside,
right?
And when me and him were alone together, there was no like, oh, you let the missus drive, huh?
I know, and you know what? Driving
that stuff exists
in
everywhere.
Our society is like. Surprisingly sexist, and it makes me mad all the time.
Yeah, and so
he was
good
respectful.
On Ron for that.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Super nice.
And if you really want to chat, he'll be there.
He will be there. And we don't want to chat, so we're gonna head back in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, good day.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!